Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting third. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Steve Bolling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchick. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The DH, Ted Cox. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Tiant scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ewing for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Velez. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Velez steals second. Steve Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bolling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive off the glove of McKay, and into shallow right field. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynn scores. Hobson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is called out on strikes. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teaunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bowling. Rice reaches second base with a double. Cox moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cox scores. Rice moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ewing strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Howell moves to second. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemonchik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Howell reaches second base with a double. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ewing hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bowling chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards McKay. McKay fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on McKay. Fisk goes all the way around to score. Scott moves all the way to home. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Doyle moves to second. Tom Murphy now pitching. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Howell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 3 in the game. Ewing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Ewing moves to third. Bill Campbell now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Doug Ault pinch hits for Steve Bowling. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 3 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing center field. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lynn strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doyle moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McKay strikes out. One out. Doug Rader pinch hits for Hector Torres. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ewing hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.